Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we look at the market trade, we see fairly quiet mixed action in quartered soybeans, wheat futures as well, a bit mixed to higher. I noticed wheat pretty much out of the gate this morning, able to reverse and move to the upside, and quarter beans have been mixed. What are you seeing in this trade on Monday? It feels just very quiet overall in the grain and oilseed markets.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a confused trade, shall we say, trying to determine if the glass is half full or half empty. We did have USDA confirm some weekend sales of corn and soybeans on the export market this morning. That gave some support to the nearby contracts. Meanwhile, the deferred contracts remain primarily in the red. Because of some of the weekend rains that fell, the coverage and intensity of those rains exceeded the expectations of some model runs. That's the good news. The bad news is it exceeded the coverage and intensity with more of an easterly bias, leaving out some of the westerly areas of the belt that probably needed it the worst. Not that they weren't beneficial where they fell, but we sure could have used those a little bit more to the south and to the west, and maybe distributed that rain out a little bit better. But it's so is the glass half full or half empty question again, and that's going to come down to crop ratings over the next couple of weeks as this plays out. On the wheat side, we're getting some support from reports that India is going to, looks like it wants to scrap its import tax. It's got record high wheat prices domestically now, and so it's trying to cool that market down a little bit, maybe import some wheat. That's pretty significant considering 6 months ago we were looking at India being a big exporter before we realized that hot, dry conditions had taken the top of off their crop.
Well, Arlen, as well, you know, you mentioned crop ratings moving forward, and we look at everything else going on with the broader macro markets, with inflation talk, et cetera. I know we got the Inflation Reduction Act working through Congress here over the weekend. How much do you think the macro markets are going to play into this story as we move through the rest of August, with weather seemingly kind of taking the lead, so to speak, here in the markets a little bit?
Well, I think Wednesday and Thursday are going to be key days in the outside markets, and that comes right ahead of our USDA crop report. Those Wednesday and Thursday is when the outside markets get inflation data, the consumer price index on Wednesday, the producer price index on Thursday. There's a general expectation that those inflation numbers are going to moderate. This is data from the month of July. And it was, of course, inflation was red hot in June, but since then we've seen commodity prices come down quite a bit. But the sense is that we're going to see the headline numbers moderate more than the core inflation numbers. The core inflation numbers remove food and energy, which tends to be more volatile. So that would suggest that the real structural issues behind inflation are still in place. So those numbers surprise to the positive side. That's one thing. If they surprise to the negative side, that's another. And if we see a volatile reaction in the outside markets, that certainly could distract from the grain and oilseeds trading supply and demand fundamentals as we go into the crop report on Friday.
And Arlen, in the livestock sector, fairly good trades so far to start the week. Green numbers on the screen, a little bit to the upside in cattle and hogs. Any thoughts in the protein sector?
You know, overall, it's really impressive strength that we're seeing in this protein complex today. And it's led by feeder cattle market, perhaps supported by word this morning from the Tyson CEO, according to news reports, indicating that we're going to have some very tight supplies over the next year or two or three based on the culling that we've seen in the cow herd. Over the last year and a half or so, that's finally going to catch up to us. Much of that culling, yeah, you can blame it on lack of profitability, but a lot of it's also due to persistent drought in the western half of the country. So we've been seeing heavy cow slaughter. In fact, the latest weekly data showed cow slaughtered 82,000 head, which is the second highest total of the year. So that cow slaughter continues to be a factor. And that's going to come back to haunt us in the way of tight supplies for feeders down the road. And perhaps starting as early as the fourth quarter of this year.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon, we'll be joined by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing to take a look at the market trade. We'll also take a look at this week's weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien. It's been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, August 8th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.